This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Aloha mores, everyone. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. My guest today, Jackie Hutton. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
That's okay.
We're excited.
Welcome. Take it away. Right. No, I ask you questions. I do ask the guest questions.
Do you do this to everyone?
No, not really. You said you were nervous, so I purposely tried to like make it so,
yeah,
I don't know.
More stressful.
Yeah, more stressful. Are you stressed? You look stressed.
You're making me stressed.
You look like an idiot on the camera.
Right. It's my small head already, I know.
Yeah. We were trying to like position ourselves in the camera and I kept saying to Jackie to move forward because like it looked like she was way behind me, but it turns out she actually just has a very small head.
Yeah, I have a small, it's notably small. And I've been told my ears are incredibly small as well, which is why they're hidden.
Do you
want
to show them?
Would you like to see them?
Can I see them? Not in a weird way, like just in a show me your ears kind of way.
Buy me a drink.
Wow. And there you have it, guys. No, the podcast is not about ears.
No.
It is about Harry Potter.
Not round ears, at least.
Not small ears either. Possibly.
No, certainly
ears.
Not.
Yeah. Well, it's about Harry Potter. So if you don't know Jackie, she is a up and coming comedian and she's doing stand up around, but we'll plug your stuff later.
Yeah.
But what we don't, no one cares about that. What we do care about is your experience with the old HP.
Yes.
So detail that in as much or as little detail as possible.
Awesome. So I actually learned to read with Harry Potter, which I
was
feel
this
like-
last year?
I'm currently on the third book. So
okay, yeah. So it was a few years
so
ago.
It's a reason. No, when I was younger, my dad used to read Harry Potter to me before bed and then we just loved it and we watched all the movies together. And then as I got a little bit older, I started reading it to him before bed until I was like good enough to read by myself because he would help me out like as I was going and then.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I kind of got this weird image there where it's like, because we made that joke about it being like last year, I thought like last year you were just
your
like
dad.
Going to your dad's house being like chapter 4, the Goblet of Fire.
He's like tucking me into bed still.
No, I thought you were tucking him in. So you like go over to your dad's place and you're like, all right, dad, what's going to happen this week? Let's find out. No, so you, okay.
Highlight of his week.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's kind of sad actually.
Why? You like Harry Potter. What's so sad about that?
There's better parts of my life.
When was the last time you read Harry Potter to your dad before bed?
I never had. My dad hates Harry Potter and most of the things I like. So okay. Yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
So we were just like fully obsessed. I think I reread them again during school once or twice. And I think I kind of fell off a little bit when Fantastic Beasts didn't do it for me so much.
The movies?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Is anyone a fan? Right into the show. Are you a fan of Fantastic Beasts? The ironically titled Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, they really overshot
they
it.
They really overshot it. More like just Tastic Beasts. And what?
Okay, Beasts.
So you've seen all the movies and read all the books?
Yes.
Okay.
Seen them all, read like multiple times over.
All right. So what would your favorite book and film be? They can be different.
Okay, good. Because I think favorite book is going to be Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm.
That was very exciting, like coming up right at the end.
Yeah. What about it was your favorite? Like what happened in it?
I think it was
heavy Malfoy presence.
I am a Malfoy girl. I had a crush on him. I remember seeing him on the big screen and just my 11-year-old like hormones went crazy.
For those who aren't watching the video, Jackie actually kind of looks like what Malfoy would look like as a girl. Like, you kind of look like a girl Malfoy.
I feel like I would. I've been told before I might be a Slytherin.
Well, we will get to that later. So favorite book is HBP. What's your favorite M?
Favorite movies, The Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, a very uncommon response.
Which I don't get. I really like, but you know what? I am a sucker for movies that have like the puppetry. And so The Basilisk really does it for me.
Is that a puppet?
Well, it's like robotic, you know, right. It's not CGI.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it in that long. But well, when you said puppetry, I was like thinking more along the lines of Kermit or Yoda or something like that. And this is like these people above the basilisk just pulling strings on it. I would have thought it was CG, but I mean, neither of us are Harry Potter experts. I do a whole podcast about it.
So you probably should know.
I actually don't know, but that's cool.
Yeah. But no, I think Chamber of Secrets. And I think that's the last movie before they switched over to the new director. So for me, the first two movies are very different because they feel more like magical and like childlike, which I'm sure is like intentional that as it goes along, it's getting darker because that's what happens with the story. But I think I really like it.
And real life as well.
We all get long hair.
Yeah. Like in Goblet of Fire. Yeah. I actually remember when Prisoner of Azkaban came out, and like you said, like it was a whole different style. I might have told this on the show before, and a lot of them did have like longer hair or just looked more grown up, which I now know was because they were going through puberty, right?
Right.
But when that movie came out, I think it was like 2003 or four. So I was like 8. I didn't even know puberty was a thing. So I actually remember thinking they looked so different. I just thought they got a whole new cast.
Oh.
Like my brain couldn't compute that they were grown up versions of the kids and time had passed. I was like, that's not them. They didn't look like that. I didn't understand it. It was crazy. And then Goblet of Fire happened and they all had long hair and I was like, wow, they've recast again.
That was an era. That was like everyone at that time had just the long hair to here. And I miss it. I really like that style for haircuts.
For dudes or everyone?
For dudes. Well, the girls look the same.
Yeah. Like Hermione, I thought, was the only consistent cast member.
Yes. But
the boys got like jawlines and it was crazy. I always predict the house of the guests and I was going to call you a Slytherin.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's not a bad thing though.
I'm a Slytherin Gryffindor cusp. I feel like I could go either way very easily.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But maybe like your outfit, you're wearing like a black outfit, all black today.
Bit evil.
You look pretty Slytherin-y.
Yeah.
But then the pink beanie you're wearing could be Gryffindor, a bit brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not a Ravenclaw.
Or a Hufflepuff.
Nah.
You're not a Hufflepuff. But like you could fool people into thinking you're a Hufflepuff, but you're not an idiot.
But that's big Slytherin energy to fool people.
For lying and fooling and splitting your soul into 7 pieces, which all of which you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be my Horcruxes?
I don't know. That's a very personal decision.
Okay, sorry.
Putting your soul into stuff. What would yours be? Well, everyone says it should be a grain of sand. Like just put your and then just throw it in the ocean and then you'd live forever. I wouldn't do a sentimental. I'd just do like something like that or like a dirt or something.
You're there for strategy.
Strategy, not showmanship.
Yeah, that's really where Voldemort went wrong.
That was his fail, yeah.
He was showing off too much.
Yeah.
Had to get all these fancy items. Didn't even hide them that well, to be honest. No, he just carried one around with him.
Yeah. And then one was a kid. One was a real boy. I mean, he didn't know about that.
I don't think
one.
That was intentional, that one.
Yeah. And no, it wasn't. But like, yeah, they were pretty obvious.
The question there is if the last one wasn't intentional for Harry.
Yeah.
And 7 is the magical number.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? A 7?
Yeah, there was 7.
Right, but then and 7 was an extra magical number and that's why he was extra powerful. But Harry was an accident.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering if Harry was the 7th or like the 8th. But I know people are going to hate me for that. Like the listeners of this always pull me up on everything I get wrong. Spoiler alert, guys. I'm not that big a Harry Potter fan anymore. But yeah, someone write in with that.
Yeah.
And what would your Patronus be or your Animagus? Like what's your animal?
Oh, a raccoon.
Why?
I just...
You kind of have raccoon kind of eyes, I guess.
Yeah, I've always had the... It used to be much worse. Yeah.
And that's very Slytherin-y. Like do you think? Aside from Snake, I feel like the next animal would be a raccoon. Like just
it's not like anything very brave or like it's not a lion or
horse. It's like cunning. Like you've seen The Incredibles too. You know when Jack-Jack fights the raccoon? I guess that was pretty brave. But yeah.
Raccoons are wily. They're smart and they're really I don't know what much help a raccoon would be if I fired one out. You know, if I'm like being attacked by a dementor. Small, I like fire. I'm like, hey, I forgot what's the cheeky spell.
Raccoon, Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronum. Yeah. And then my raccoon comes out and just runs off to find some trash and I get eaten by.
Jack in a different movie. Yeah, it would be pretty bad. But I think that Patroni or Patronuses are like, they're born to be brave. So I don't think they actually behave the way that animal would behave.
Okay.
Because then imagine if like your Patronus was like, I don't know, like a sloth. Then you just cast it and it just falls asleep and it's like, oh, can you fight off the Dementor? Pretty busy. Pretty busy chilling.
It's all the way over there.
Yeah. But I guess we'll never know. That's something JK hasn't explored.
No. Well, you know, I'm sure she has no other hobbies and is willing to write a whole nother book about it.
Possibly, yeah. Harry Potter and the expecting Patronum. I don't know.
what you didn't expect about Patronus.
Yeah, that's good. Finally, what are your fandoms? Like, is it Twilight?
Twilight. Okay. I was a Twilight girl. I had all the posters. Mm. My room was decked out in Twilight. I've been through a few phases of decking out my room from a fandom. When I was young, it was all SpongeBob.
Oh.
I had the posters everywhere, toys, clothes, a rug, bed sheets, the whole kit.
Yeah.
And then when I got a bit older, it was Twilight. And I even had the bracelet that Bella wears that has a little wolf.
I've never seen
it. Jacob. Cool. And it has a little diamond for Edward.
Yeah.
Because she loves both of them. And that's okay.
She's Polly.
And that's fine. And they're okay with it too.
Yeah. Are they? Was that explored in the movies?
Well, they both love her so much that
they just want her to be happy.
They just want her.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what was it about Twilight that just spoke to your soul so much?
I have no idea. I think it was just like the first romance novel that I'd read as a kid. And I think it was my best friend was really into it as well. So we were like reading the books together and then talking about it and then going to the movies. And it was just Edward was such a hunk.
So your team, Edward?
Through and through.
Is he Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
And like just for reference, everyone, Robert Pattinson is now about to play Batman. Taylor Lautner, since Twilight, what's he really done?
I saw him make a Fruit Ninja video.
Yeah, you should. We've had this exact discussion before, I think. I think once we were talking about Twilight.
What's he doing
now? I was like, what the fuck does Taylor Lautner do? Because his other starring role, obviously, was
Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh, I was going to say as Elliot in Cheaper by the Dozen 2. The handsome boy from the other family that fell in love with one of Steve Martin's daughters. One of the daughters around his same age, obviously. There was an age discrepancy there, but it was one that was a similar age. Yeah.
What a lucky girl. Although I am
dating Shark Boy, not everyone can.
Lava Girl can.
Do they date? I've not seen that film.
I can't remember. It's been a while.
It's been a while,
but let's assume. I ship it either way.
Yeah. So, okay, if you had to marry Elliot from Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Shark Boy, or is it Jacob?
Jacob.
Who would you marry?
Well, it's still Jacob.
Keep in mind, if you don't choose Jacob, you are marrying a child, which is not okay. So
glad I went straight in.
I thought about it, but I did think Jacob straight away. All right, shall we dive into the double F, which is fanfic?
I'm so ready for this.
All right, let's do it. I have the holy laptop that has the original .docx on it of Harry Potter and the Boys. We did talk about it. you haven't heard any episodes of the pod. Always disheartening for a guest. Jackie came in. I'm like, have you heard the podcast? No. I've seen the clips you put on Instagram. Well, that's not enough. Like, how could you highlight? That is the highlights. Funnily enough, we are 25 chapters into this piece of trash.
Steve, so I have I would have had some research to do if I was to catch up.
Yeah. Now I will. You would. Yeah. Which we do expect the guests to, based on the generous performance fee that we pay every guest. And we will talk about that after the show. Now, last chapter 24, which my friend Sammy Garlep read, it was called The Chapter with No Subject Just to Fill Some Pages. So you're actually coming in at a pretty good time based on the fact that that was the last chapter.
Awesome.
But essentially, just so you know, the brief recap is there's a bunch of boys at Hogwarts. Harry Potter is now the headmaster. Mm-hmm. Hermione and Ron are teachers. Like, it's 50 years in the future. Mm-hmm. And there's a mean new potions teacher. His name is Mr. Charger, right? Okay. He's sort of like the villain. There was also a boy named Dragon Maleboy. He's kind of like the Draco Malfoy, and he died.
Dragon Maleboy.
Dragon Maleboy. He died, but he came back to life, right?
Oh, okay.
And
how did he die?
He got frozen in the lake, and he was
That'll happen.
His dad, Boris Mailman, defrosted him with a spell that is usually used to defrost sausages, and that brought a boy back to life. It did work, yeah. So basically, we know that Mr. Charger, the mean teacher, and Boris Mailman used to go to Hogwarts together when they were kids, and now they are slowly scheming to kill Harry Potter and Ron Weasley. And that is where we pick it up. At the end of the last chapter, the chapter with no subject just to fill some pages, the chapter ended with the boys noticing something strange on the ground and deciding to use up a chapter of the book to find out what it was. And that is where we venture into chapter 25. And I'm already seeing the title of the chapter, which suggests that this is going to be a crazy chapter. I'll hand the laptop to you.
Incredible.
And if you don't mind beginning, as we always do on this show, by reading the title of this chapter.
The title of this chapter is Charger W69ROX for rocks at hogwarts.com. It's an email. Should we try emailing it?
We might enter the book. Now, a lot of the time in this book, including in the last chapter, the characters actually talk to the narrator of the book and reference the fact that they're in a book.
Oh, it's so, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Is that the Shakespeare thing?
It's Tom Stoppard, and it is, but it's based Hamlet? On two characters, from it. But the book is about how they're like perpetually characters going around in loops. Anyway,
you know what's really interesting that you bring that up? And this is just a side trivia for the listeners. You know how The Lion King is based on Hamlet? Like, the story is based on Hamlet, like the uncle betrays the father, and there is a sequel, not a sequel, but there is like a movie called The Lion King 1.5. Hakuna Matata, which tells the story of the original Lion King from the perspective of Timon and Pumbaa, and it is based on that play, which is the same thing for Hamlet, essentially.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I have to watch it.
Little bits of pop culture trivia in this pod. Okay, so the chapter is Charger W69 Rocks at Hogwarts.com, chapter 25. Mr. Charger's first name is Winston, so that's what the W stands for.
Okay, awesome. And also, can I just quickly make a note that I really like that your scrolling direction is to pull down, to scroll down, because I have my laptop the same way and everyone tells me that it's the wrong way. It's not.
No, it's makes not. More sense. Why would you scroll up to go down?
This is like you're using the scroll bar, right? Because it's like they do it like it's like the iPhone, how you flick it.
More IT tips over on our channel.
This is the correct way.
More correct IT tips. Okay. All right. Well,
let's dive in.
Yeah, go ahead.
As the boys were walking away from a potions class, they noticed a piece of paper on the ground.
Now that's funny because that also happened in that was explained in the last sentence of the last chapter, but here we are,
I guess. It's like when you watch a soap opera and they quickly like redo the last time. Scene.
Yeah. Okay.
On this piece of paper was something that would completely blow their minds.
Wow.
It wasn't just any piece of paper. In fact, it was a piece of paper that had something printed on it.
Wow. Which already is raising questions to me because one, We've talked on this pod before. You wouldn't know because you've never heard it, but Hogwarts, like, obviously they don't have technology. They wouldn't have email and they wouldn't have printers. So
why
this
not?
Is, well, I don't know. You tell me. You're the
but
guest.
They live in the modern world. We've seen them go back to London and use iPhones.
Have they? No, we haven't seen them using iPhones.
Surely. Well, hang on. We've seen people with newspapers.
Yes.
Which suggests that printing
there is
presses.
Printing, yeah. But the thing about the wizard newspapers is they have GIFs on them. Like the wizard newspapers. Like
they did magic to it.
Yeah, that's true. They can magic moving pictures the same way our computers can make GIFs.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're doing.
We're not far off. They make newspapers now that, like...
No, they don't. Do they have moving newspapers?
I think so. I think it's just made out of iPad. Oh. Like, it's like, you know what I mean?
All right. So they found not just any piece of paper, a piece of paper that had something printed on it.
But not just anything printed on it. No, that would be too mundane.
Wow. So which it probably would.
I'm glad he clarified that, he being you. The narrator.
Yes.
Printed on the piece of paper was something that these wizards, who were mainly raised in wizarding families and were not very familiar with muggle-based technology or anything muggle-related. Basically, printed on the piece of paper was what the boys know now as an electronic email, which the muggles usually refer to as email.
Okay, so the boys have found an email.
Yeah.
That is printed. Someone has printed out an email.
Yes.
And it's been dropped on the floor, which is very interesting because you don't usually print emails. Mm. That's sort of the point of them. They're electronic.
Right.
Anything swirling around your mind?
Well, yeah. And so it's an email. I'm thinking, what's this email about, well, first of all?
Hopefully we find out.
Yeah.
It'd be juicy.
Well, I'm wondering if it's something to do with this title, Charger W69 Rocks. I'm wondering if it's from him.
And I guess, like, can we unpack the email address? Because it's chargerw69rocks@hogwarts.com, right?
Yes.
So
Hogwarts has an email database.
I guess the suggestion is that Hogwarts does have, like, an email system that students and staff can use. But, like,
but he's also made a custom email with their domain.
That's what I was going to say. So, like, you know, like, I work at a company called SCA and my email and everyone's email, sorry to leak it, guys, is just firstname.lastname@sca.com.au.
Yes.
Whereas Mr. Charger...
He just does whatever he wants.
In a professional teaching environment, he has chosen the email ChargerW69Rocks.
69 Rocks.
Yeah.
So he obviously, he likes 69 in quite
a
bit.
Well, I mean, well, is the 69 separate to the rocks? Like, is it like ChargerW and then it's 69? So he's like, hey, 69, how funny is that? And then he's like, rocks is referring
to
him.
What's the W stand for?
Winston. That's his first name. So you would think that the format would just be chargerw@hogwarts.com, but he's added at some point 69
rocks. Is there a spell for that he's used, perhaps?
Emailless hijackius. <Yeah. laughs> But I do think that's great because, like, you know, you imagine you're at school and your teacher's emailing you from, like, you know, Mr. Smith 69 rocks at fucking, I don't know, whatever school.com. You're like, hey, sir, here's the homework. Oh, great, guys. 69 rocks.
Okay. So this, I'm now thinking maybe this teacher's not super professional. Do we trust him?
We don't trust him.
Okay.
There's been many incidents with him. So the boys
and
have
the school
found,
knows about this.
So Harry Potter, we found out, has essentially over time, because of his trauma, just turned into an idiot and he just does not understand anything that's going on.
Yes.
So yeah, that's, so Harry Potter just enables a lot of this stuff.
He's taken a wrong turn after,
Deathly Hallows. Yeah. So let's see. Well, shall we read on?
Why was the email printed?
This is the book. Jackie's reading the book.
I'm just going
She's
straight
not imploring
in.
That.
I'm not.
This is the book.
Why? Well, I'm glad that I'm on the same page as the author. Why was the email printed? I was just thinking that. We may never know. Or will we? No, we won't. It was. It was what?
It was printed, I guess.
Will we know? No, we won't. It was.
This is a classic, like, that the book often, like, we found often that when we're reading this book with guests, you'll have a thought, and then the next line, the author is like premeditated that the reader would be thinking that.
So
just
good.
Like there. But yeah.
Okay. Sam picked it up and read it.
Okay.
To Boris Mailman.
Oh,
email. chickmagnet_boris_mailman@hotmail.com.
So can I ask, what was your like MSN handle?
My first one was Jackie_wasup.
Oh, okay.
At hotmail.com.
So you were like basically initiating a conversation with the email. Like, what's
yeah.
up?
Yeah, what's okay. up? There, it worked really, you know, it was mostly just forwarding chain mail so that I didn't get killed
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
Didn't get haunted, yeah.
Still takes up a lot of my time, but.
You're getting chain mails that you sent in 2007. They're coming back to you. And you're like, oh God, I already did this one.
Again. And that's the thing. And you have to send it again because you've been recursed.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's the problem with chain mail, I guess. Also, yeah. What I love about Boris Mailman's email is that he's felt the need to specify that he is, in fact, a chick magnet.
Yeah, right off the bat. That's the first thing he wants you to know. Before his name. He's a chick magnet before he is Boris Mailman.
Yeah, I'm Radio Mike, similar yeah. kind of trajectory. yeah. Like, hey, just in case you were wondering, I am a chick magnet, and that is the most important thing
that
about
me. That
is
the most... That's my defining characteristic that I've decided.
Yeah, and this is my name. But before that, like imagine introducing yourself. G'day, guys. I'm Chick Magnet Mike. How are you? Like that would be so weird.
Well, that's better. Fake it till you make it, right?
All right. So he sent the email.
And it's from Winston Charger. Charger W69Rocks@hogwarts.com.
And this is all formatted like an email in the book, by the way.
Yes.
So it's like we're reading this email off the page. But
yeah.
Here we go. So
it's like this one is imprinted though. So we know why it's here.
Yeah. So, yeah. So sorry, guys. This email that Jackie is reading is on the screen, but yes. In the world of the book.
It is a depiction
yeah.
of the printed email. So ce n'est pas une pipe. This is not a pipe.
Is that what's that?
It's a painting of a pipe that has written under it in French, this is not a pipe.
Okay.
And it means that it's not a pipe, it's a depiction of a pipe.
Oh,
and so
love
it's about like the media, like you're not actually watching
reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a and depiction of reality.
I'm almost certain that the author of the book intended a direct reference to that.
Yeah,
I think sure. It was.
He I actually think he was the artist behind that. Piece
oh,
too.
Was he? That's crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah. All right, so this is the email. This is what's written in it.
So the email says, hi, Boris, .. It's a .. Me, .. And .. ..
And can we pause there? Because for whatever reason, Mr. Charger thinks that when you write an email, you have to write it the way you talk.
Yes.
He thinks he has to.
Clear his throat. Yeah.
I've always thought that was funny, like when people write in a text, because it's like, why are you writing Like, why don't you just finish the thought, then text it?
Yeah, true. Right?
Well, that's sort of what, yeah, sorry.
They want to translate that they're having difficulty understanding.
Yeah. Hey, I'm thinking about this, yeah. All right.
Okay, so the email continues. In my usual genius behavior, I remembered that several years ago, an insolent little idiot Potter enacted a brand new initiative at Hogwarts to adopt a new muggle technology called electronic email.
Now that is a great explanation from the author.
Yes.
Like we didn't have to get this book, really, believe me, didn't have to give us that context, but it has. And that's great.
Yeah, I appreciate how stupid the author thinks its audience is. That's because for me, it's true and I need this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that like, that is an interesting little plot twist. Like a few years ago, Harry Potter was like, hey guys, I want to introduce email. I think it'll really help us. And that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And also let's think now. So this chapter would be set in what year, for example? If this is...
I think it was set It's 50 years after the events of Deathly Hallows epilogue, which is 2019. Mm. So I think it's like 2069 or something. Oh, 69 rocks.
That's maybe why that's his email. It's not even inappropriate.
It's the year. It's actually just the year. Oh, I'm having the best time in 2069. Fuck yeah. 69 rocks.
I'm making an email about this now.
No, but it seems he made the email a while ago. So
but this
it probably is,
like,
is in relation to the sex act.
Email's not even that new a technology now. And this is like 50 years in the future though. So Harry's really, if anything, behind the ball.
Yeah, but you assume that the wizarding world, like,
they are a little behind, right? They're still using quills.
Yeah, exactly. So by this point, like, they're not even up to Facebook. Like, Harry's like, hey, Hermione, get on MSN tonight, webcam.
They're still like, he's just like, did you hear about this? Do you think it's the most fun little, it's a Tamagotchi, right? Yeah. And if you get one and I get one,
we can battle them. And yes. It is just next level.
He's like, you're not going to believe, how did they do this? Like, Harry, you've had magic your whole life.
How can you, why is a Tamagotchi, you can levitate.
You can have an actual real life monster like that. You don't have to have it on a little plastic.
You have destroyed the soul of a mass murderer. Why is a Tamagotchi amazing to you?
It's the simple things.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do they use plastic? They don't have plastic at Hogwarts, do they? That's one, you know, good life decision they've made. Yeah, there's no plastic. I can't recall seeing any plastic.
Their emissions are probably down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably very, green. Well,
also because there's no production, right? They're just casting spells for things. Do spells
Well, I don't know.
Create emissions?
Like, they don't drive cars either. But then a broomsticks, like, I guess we'd have to ask, does magic, which is what's flying a broomstick, does that emit CO2 emissions? Which you'd assume it wouldn't. But what is magic? Next episode, guys, we find out.
So they've got an email. The email continues, can you believe the nerve of that four eyes idiot trying to bring in muggle-based messaging systems to this school? Disgusting. Why would I want to be like a muggle?
So Mr. Charger is very much like a Voldemort type.
He doesn't
very
pure like blood. Muggles.
Yes. Well, that's very clear. He's made that very clear.
So really when Harry defeated Voldemort, it wasn't all that effective at eradicating the racism problem.
Well, there's still Nazis today. Like, we got rid of Hitler, but like there's still people who are fucked. So, you know.
So it's canon.
Yeah, this is canon, yes.
So it's canon. Naturally, there was a resistance by the students to use it, but us staff were forced to engage with emails like it was 1992. I agree with that, actually. They're out here in 2069, playing with emails.
Was there email in 1992?
Maybe for the wizarding world, but they dropped it, right? Now it's vintage. They're bringing it back.
I just think that's a really random thing to say. Like, oh, we bloody have to use email like it's 1992.
Is that weird?
And tonight we're going to party like it's 1979.
You're all stuck in a time warp, right? Does time mean anything to any of you? I don't know. After a while, everybody stopped using the email system at Hogwarts, but
this is all the email, by the way, still. We're still in it.
It's quite a long email.
It's one of those like abusive emails.
They found on the floor.
It's a magic page. So.
It's scrolling in front of them.
It's a howler. Could have been a howler.
Why didn't you make it?
I guess a howler is like the equivalent of a voice memo.
But can you leave a howler on the floor or it just goes through? Just for anything.
Yeah, that's true. But can you just do a howler that's like, hey, just sit on the floor. Whoever picks you up, just go nuts at them. Just abuse them.
Just send a howler to like the girl you match with on Tinder, like, you up?
Send me a howler back with a kiss.
You want a howler? All right. After a while, everybody stopped using the email. Wait, I read that. Let's move on.
We're still up to that.
After a while, everyone stopped using the email system at Hogwarts, but I realized that the email network was still running, so we can use the emails that I have set up to communicate with each other.
Okay, that's pretty crafty of Mr. Charger.
Yeah, okay.
It's a crafty bastard.
So the email system is... So no one's using emails anymore.
Then. No, at Hogwarts. So I guess
they are. Because
they are. because no one else is. Because I guess Harry just never cancelled it. Like some company is like, hey,
that's going to be costing him a lot.
Yeah, probably like 10 galleons a year or something, which is a lot in wizarding world.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, he's got all that like
money he inherited.
Yeah, inherited money from his rich parents. And you'd think the state would have given him something after what happened. Yeah,
at least 1,000 galleons. Like, hey, guys, I killed Voldemort. Give us some dosh. Come on. I don't want to work. But here he is, headmaster of Hogwarts.
So. He does it because he loves it, right?
Well, I mean, not in this book.
Oh, no, he's washed up now. That's right. So email continues. If any of you have any links to secret websites that offer secret videos of not naked people doing not sexy stuff, I would appreciate a heads up.
So, Mr. Cha-Cha.
Hang on, he's hitting on Boris. No, he's not. He just wants porn.
Yeah, I think he's just saying to Boris, hey, like, do you have any, you know, any good porn sites?
These guys are so behind. I can't believe it's so easy. Porn finds you now.
There's probably a spell that just magics porn on in front of you. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. You could, I'm sure there's much better things you could do with spells. Are there sex spells, do you think?
There's definitely sex spell. Like Engorgio already sounds, that already sounds like a sex spell. Hate the class where they teach that. All right, this is the spell to make things bigger, Engorgio. And then like that night you're in your dorm and you're like, hey, want to Engorgio?
Absolutely. I do not intend to visit any of these websites for my own use, of course, but my intention is to make sure we can block these websites so the students aren't able to access them. Yes, that is why I am doing it.
So, like, so that's like, it's literally like me going to you like, hey, do you know any good porn websites? I don't want to go on them. I just want to make sure what they are so we can get rid of them on the server.
Yeah, but it's also the incriminating way that he said he wanted secret videos of not naked people. He said not naked and not sexy. And now he's saying, because I want to block it.
Yeah,
he wants to block the not sexy stuff. He wants his students to only look at sexy content.
No student here should be able to see porn, and I am happy to volunteer as the porn supervisor to just check which websites have porn on them.
All of the porn so no one else has to.
Have you ever thought, like, you know, at schools, like, all the porn and stuff is obviously blocked, but does someone, does the head of IT have to be like, all right, pornhub.com, block. I'm not going to say any others just in case kids are listening.
Sure, it's too late now, I think. No, there's like filters for it, right? It filters through with words on websites, same as Google, like with crawling feeds and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Next. I know it definitely sounds like...
Sorry to interrupt you. It is funny that he's writing all of this in an email.
This shouldn't be written down. This is not...
Just imagine receiving this and just reading it and just.
He's also sent this to
his friend.
His friend's email too. The school email domain he sent this to, asking for porn.
All right, I know. What does he say?
Hang on, is Boris a teacher as well?
No, Boris is the father of a student though, so it's still pretty inappropriate.
Okay, he's like on the committee. This is what the dad's association. This is why they're always mum committees. This is what happened.
Yeah, we don't want to watch any of the porn. We just want to make sure it's blocked. Need it all blocked.
Okay. I should just clear up from above.
You just skipped like two paragraphs.
Oh, geez, sorry. I'm getting so confused. Okay.
Oh, well, that's the book.
I got it. I do not intend to visit any of these websites for my own course. My intention is to make sure we block these websites. Oh,
we did read that. We're up to this one. Okay. Sorry, guys. My fault.
Okay. I know it definitely sounds like my intention is to use these websites to look at the videos of the not naked people doing the not sexy stuff. But I can assure you I have absolutely no interest in that. I'm not.
Like, I swear to God, I'm, like, I know it does sound like that I want to go on the porn websites so I can use them for my own pleasure.
And if you have any moisturizer that you don't want to fall into the hands of students, I will also take that.
Yes.
Off I of want your hands and into my hands.
I'm obviously not going to use it. That's disgusting. But I would like to make sure the students can't use it. And if you've got any magazines that might, you know, just as a backup, not a backup, but just, you know, we want to get rid of porn.
We have to... We have to rub it all out.
And I think I am the best person to look after this endeavor. Oh, do you think maybe we should get one of the female staff to look after? No, I'll do it. It's fine.
He's trying to get in there first to make sure no one finds the video he uploaded.
Yeah, he's the first person who uploaded a wizarding porno, possibly. I think there was a bit more on that paragraph. Oh no, sorry. I keep, you're scrolling so much. So I feel
just
like
scroll so that the top is where I'm up to.
That makes sense. You've got a system and it's working for you. Sorry about that.
I thought you being a fellow natural scroller
would do the
would
same.
Would understand. Yeah. No. Okay. Email continues. Extremely long email.
Can I just say, I'm so sorry about this. Just this whole thing that you have to read this.
No, I'm learning a lot about you.
And the book. And the characters. This is a really revealing chapter.
I'm learning a lot about myself. I should clear up from the above. When I say I have no interest in that, I don't mean that generally I have no interest in sexy-based stuff, because I definitely do, but it's more that I'm 100% wanting some links to the sexy website so that I can contact the school security and make sure the websites are blocked.
So now he's like worried.
He's getting defensive. No one's even accused him yet.
Like, this is all in his head and he's writing it down. It's like he's doing, is it Pages, where you just stream of consciousness, right?
He's interrogated himself into a confession.
But I just love now
streams of consciousness.
Now he's just worried because he's like, oh no, by the way, when I say I'm not interested in that, I don't mean I'm not interested in sex. Like
I'm sex if you're interested. Into that.
But like, I don't, yeah.
I know you're a chick magnet and all. It's just that, like. So long story short, I am interested in sexy-based stuff, but I am not interested in the sexy websites for that reason.
You're doing a great read of this, by the way. I feel like you've just entered the mind of this character.
I'm really resonating with it. This feels personal to me. I too want to look at all the sexy websites just to make sure that
other people can't.
Yes.
Yeah. And you want to have like an internal catalog of every sexy website. So if someone's like, hey, do you know if this website's safe? You can be like, no, that's a bad website. Yeah.
And so I can catch people out. Like if I hear some kids talking and one of them says, you know, like, oh, bukkake, I know exactly. And I can give him detention immediately.
I don't know what that is. So you,
great.
I have no idea. I've never heard that word.
Just to clear up again, when I say that I am interested in sex, he's still going on.
I was like, oh, have you read the same paragraph again like before?
So this is before he's even had a chance to respond to. And he's just to clear up one more time, when I say that I am interested in sexy based stuff, that is not directed at you.
Right.
Obviously, I think you're great, but I have no interest in you like that. Right. I mean, more generally, I'm open to sexy based stuff, but it's not with you.
Imagine being Boris.
He's got his email.
What is the point of this email and how is it related to Harry Potter? I'm so sorry. Like, I do not pre-read the chapters. Oh, so this is like me. And I love how, like, I wrote this in year 7. So, like, my understanding of that world was sexy based stuff.
You're like, I know there's something sexy going on. Specifically, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's based around sexiness.
Something that happens somewhere between Harry Potter 2 and 3. 3.
Yeah, something weird happens. They recast everyone.
Something sexy, I don't know. Just to clear up again. I did read that. Okay. I mean more generally that I am open to sexy based stuff, but not with you. Not that I thought you were. I just realized that there could be difficultness in reading my tone because this is an electronic email. There is absolutely no question in the tone of this email because you've written it verbatim for how you would speak.
And he's just like, but it's like, it doesn't even occur to him, but maybe that's in character because, you know, he's not used to Muggle technologies. It doesn't occur to him that he can backspace and not write any of this stuff. He's it doesn't occur to him like, oh, actually he might think this, no, so I editing. Won't word it like that. Yeah. He's
this,
like,
this is just coming straight out of the noggin. Anyway, all of this is besides the point of the email.
Okay, so we're finally getting to the purpose of the email.
Now he's getting to the point. He just wanted to slip that in.
Clear all that up, yeah.
Thinking about the above, it would be highly embarrassing for somebody, especially a stud net of mine.
Now, we actually can't be sure if that is a typo for student or if StudNet is one of the sexy websites. But I do think that's supposed to say student.
I will be going on StudNet. StudNet.com later to check.
It's either a really sexy site or like a horse-related site or both, which is weird.
Okay, we'll find out. To accidentally come across this email in a hallway or something and read it aloud and expose that I'm interested in sexy-based stuff, that's why I must guard this email with my life.
Now, the irony of that, obviously, is that not only are the characters reading it, but so are we. It's all been exposed.
And you guys are hearing it too.
Yeah, so tell everyone. Cancel Mr. Charger.
Yeah, if you see, this man should not be teaching. It's not Mr. Charger. Isn't this from Boris?
No, this is from Charger to Boris. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. The real purpose of this email is the following. Paying
attention to the book.
Hang on a second.
No, it's definitely to Boris.
Oh, I read from Boris. Okay.
No, so, hey, it's all right. It's all right. Nah, it's all good.
Based stuff. Okay. The real purpose of this email is the following. Note it all thoroughly. There is no time for mistakes anymore. Like, it's fine. He made all those mistakes before. It's me. But also, no more mistakes. But I've used them all.
Yeah, it implies that there was a point in the past of their murderous conspiracy where I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I've made a mistake. I've double booked. Oh, this is a mistake. This is fine. But now
he's, no more.
So there is no time for mistakes now.
Oh, we really wasted our time making so many mistakes.
I'm just thinking back, if we didn't make those mistakes, we probably would have done it by now. It's crazy.
I have to tell you that on the 10th of June, meet me at the SR at 8.
Don't know what that is.
And we can finish this for good.
Wow.
By the way, I think we can lure Derrickson into this and then we can get Potter and Weasley too. Remember, Derrickson is essential for our plans to go down.
Now, in the context of Derrickson is Derek Derrickson, who is one of the boys.
Yeah.
He has constantly been a very stupid, idiotic boy, but we have gotten glimpses of this kind of idea that he has this hidden power within him and he is actually a very strong wizard, which is why these two characters are trying to use him.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, so there's stuff going on here, yeah.
All right.
Amongst all the other stuff, there is stuff going on.
Okay, thanks. I'll see you on the 10th from, you know, Winston. Winston, you literally just said there's no more time for mistakes. What is all this?
You've made at least two there.
From, you know.
And if he knows, then why sign off with Winston at the end?
Yeah, exactly. From, you know.
Well, you know. It's at the top of the email.
Oh, there's a PS as well.
Okay.
PS. By the way, I was cleaning out my room the other day and I found this button from a shirt and, well... I was going to throw it out, but you see, whenever I throw out a button, 10 minutes later, I find the clothes, it's come off, and then I'm just like, ugh, why did I throw out that button? And so, well, I decided not to throw out the button, which is still sitting on my bedside table.
Thanks for letting me know about the button. It's very nice of you.
He's like...
But also, like, I love just still that this email is just his internal monologue. It's just
he's got no filter. No at filter. All. Is the button going to come back later and play a
Harry Potter and the Magic Button?
Yeah. Well, maybe that could be a good Horcrux.
Button from a shirt. Yeah.
P.P.S.
Oh.
Oh. You remember that sweater you got me for Christmas? Okay, so I arranged for Susan, your assistant, to pick that up and take that back from your place so you can return it. I don't want to offend you or anything like that. It's not a bad sweater. It's just that, well, I can't imagine me ever wearing it. You know, the colors just don't match my eyes.
This
and
is
you
all
know I'm
written.
Particular about my eyes.
All of that is verbatim. Like, yeah. You're just doing a great read. okay, cool.
And he's, the email's not finished yet.
This is still in the PPS.
Oh, yes. I should mention that I spilled some of my idiot potion on it and it stained just a little bit, which might be very annoying.
We learned in an earlier chapter an idiot potion is a potion that makes you an idiot. So yeah. It's strange that he's using one. But anyway.
I haven't had the potion. I picked that up before you, before you said. I put it together.
So, Erin, I've bloody had the idiot potion.
So, which might be annoying. So you might have some trouble taking it back to the store for a refund. But that being said, I'm sure if you just go in and make some kind of fuss, they'd be happy to give you store credit or something like that. Anyway, you just do whatever's best for you. Feel free to wear the sweater because I actually think that it could look okay on you. Wait, could that button have been from the sweater?
Do sweaters have buttons? Not
That's the next line. Wow, it really is an internal monologue.
It's just like I am predicting what my 13-year-old. This is a form of time travel.
Oh, you've evolved so much.
It's like deja vu. Yeah. But it's like me as a 13-year-old. I'm like, what would the reader logically think after this? Okay, so. And he's writing all of this. This is all written down.
On one email in size 2 font.
Because it's on one A4 page.
Did the sweater have buttons? Oh, my dark lord, I think it was. Ha! It's like we solved a mystery. Well, I guess you'll also have to make a fuss about the missing button, but honestly, that's probably okay. Bye. PPPS. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that you need to bring the, you know.
And now we, the readers, don't know. So I have no idea what that is.
Well, considering Mr. Winston's sexy interests, I'm a little.
Yeah. Could be anything.
PPPSS. That could be what they're about to do together.
Bit of PPPSS. We've all done it. Everyone's done it.
PPPSSD9.
PPPS, take note of my email address. You might find a hidden message. 69.
Not hidden at all. No.
PPPSS.
I also want you to know that this little arrangement that you know who has got going with me, you know what is not working out very well for obvious reasons, but we may have to discuss this as a group.
So I can only assume that you know who is referring to Voldemort.
Mm.
Voldemort has not appeared in this book, but there have been some strange incidents where Mr. Charger has been in a room alone talking to a snake-like voice.
Oh.
So we're like, is that Voldemort? We might find out.
Yeah, that won't be good if that's the case.
No.
Then it's PPPSSS.
Well, no, not everyone's done that.
That's like when you're 40 and you've been married for a while.
Yeah.
You're really holding on at that point, the marriage. I saw these absolutely beautiful pictures of Dragon in his Slytherin robes. He looks just like you.
Dragon is Boris's son.
Oh.
Dragon Maleboy, yeah.
Oh, yes,
so now he's getting oddly sentimental.
He hasn't spoken to anyone in a while, and I can tell. Yeah. It's just been him and the snake.
Have you ever sent an email like this? PPPS, this happened today. A button came off my shirt. This is a person that sadly has no friends.
Well,
except for Boris
Maybe
Mailman,
because
I guess.
He sends emails like this to all of his friends.
Boris just gets it and he's like, block, delete.
Yeah. We need to, but then he's the parent as well. So what? Oh no, he's not the parent. Mm.
Mm, okay. No, mailman's the parent.
Mailman's the parent. This is who he's sending this to, the parent of a student. Great.
Sexy time.
Imagine being a teacher and asking one of the parents to send you porn.
Yeah, I am. It's fucked. he looks just like you.
You, how crazy is that? We're all adults now with kids and all that stuff. It's crazy. I can't believe it. So crazy. Anyway, I'm rambling again. I must say, I quite enjoy this little email thing. I might just print a copy of this email in case it doesn't work anymore. That way you can have an owl deliver it to you.
So a few things so
that's
there.
How it's been printed.
Yeah, but can we also scroll up to just like that, you know, these two men are plotting a murderous scheme to kill two very well-known wizards. And he's like, how crazy is it? I was like, we're adults now. Like, we got kids and stuff. And we're planning to kill two people. But I was like, so crazy. Like, it seems like yesterday we were just hanging out at Hogwarts. Bloody hell. And so he decides to print, presumably from a printer, the email.
Yeah, and he's obviously lost it immediately.
Yeah.
Left it on the floor somewhere.
Even though he says, I need to protect this email with my life, no one can read this. But, you know, clearly he's very careless.
Is there so much that could be used against him in this email? Yeah.
This is an instant firing if your boss finds an email like this.
You're out.
I reckon if you send your boss an email this long, even if it doesn't mention sexy websites, relevant. It's just like, you're fired. I'm not reading that.
I don't have time to deal with this, honestly. You keep finding them left around the office after we fired you 3 months ago. Where, how many of these things are there?
I just needed backups just in case I lost them.
Please protect them. Okay. PPP SSP. You know what?
Which kind of reminds me of PSP, the portable PlayStation, which was a great little device.
I was a DS girl.
Ah, nice. Fair enough.
Did you have a PSP?
Yeah, I had a PSP and a DS. Oh. So I was a bit of both, really.
And that's why I'm a fake gamer girl.
All right, so the PPP SSSP.
Is, you know what? This is going to sound stupid, but I've been looking at this sweater the whole time and have been writing this email. And honestly, I actually don't mind it.
So instead of just backspacing all the sweater stuff, he's like, actually, quick update on the sweater from before in the email. I actually kind of like it now.
Actually,
I think in my anger, my fit of rage of writing this email, I've grown to like it.
I just, when I thought about you wearing it, it like, I really liked it. And then I thought, no, I don't want you to look good in it. I want to look good in the sweater.
Yeah. I don't want you stealing my thunder. You got the sweater for me. I'm just going to keep it.
It's just going to be easier though. It's already missing a button. I don't even know if they take it back.
Yeah. I might as well just keep it.
It's probably easier for everyone. Like obvious. Okay. This is back to the email. Like obvious, it doesn't bring my eyes out and the button is missing and there's an idiot poison stain on it, but I think I might just wear it. Oh, drats. I just noticed the pockets have holes in them. No bother. I'll wear it anyway. Diddle dee dee.
Never in my life have I finished an email with diddle dee dee. Actually, we do an outpost version of this, which is where people send emails in and I read them out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sign off with diddle dee dee this week and leave a PPPSS.
Yeah, tell us what happened to you today? Did you find a sweater you liked? And then he says from you know.
So he signs off again after all the PSs.
I'm glad there's no more PSs after the second sign off. Okay. Wow, said Sam. Everything about that was absolutely crazy, said Rob. And you know what, Rob? I'm inclined to agree with you.
If you were reading this book, that is exactly what you've been thinking, which
fit. Who is this guy?
This is our teacher. This does fit my belief that the characters, the boys, are stand-ins for the readers. They are supposed to think and feel exactly what the reader is thinking and feeling. Mm. So, yeah.
Relatable content.
Mm.
Not that I'm interested, but do you guys know any of the sexy website things he's talking about? I reckon we definitely have to make sure those are taken off the internet as soon as possible. It would be really bad if any of us kids found those sexy websites, said Tom. So hey, this guys, is exactly what he was worrying about. Yeah,
it's like, you know, you know, it was a crazy email, but I reckon we need to make sure that those websites are taken down.
That is actually a problem.
Yeah.
That, like, we should deal with.
And, you know, I want to be a responsible student representing this school. I want to get those websites offline. Are you guys with me, or am I doing it myself?
I will single-handedly find every single one and inspect it.
I will go to Mr. Charge's office now and volunteer my time to help him.
I would not want to be in a room with that man. Let me tell you that right now.
If you scroll up just one more time, when he says that there's holes in the pockets of the sweater,
yeah,
part of me wonders if that's how the printed copy got leaked, but
right.
Then that doesn't really make sense, because if the pockets were broken, you wouldn't have put it in that pocket to begin with.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a mystery.
Where are pockets in a sweater?
What is a sweater?
I would think a sweater is like, it's like all
a crew neck jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no pockets.
Maybe one there. Like, are you saying pockets?
Yeah.
Multiple.
It's almost like he's describing a hoodie.
Yeah.
But
could be.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so Thomas said, hey, we should probably find those sexy websites.
Yeah, we need to get those down, taken down right away. And Tom, you're right, said Michael. The first course of action is getting the sexy websites taken down. Then we know what we have to do. What? Said Lockie. I'm also here at the moment, said Luke, who hadn't said anything for a while.
So that's like,
he's like, guys.
Yeah. Just JK Rowling's like, oh, we got to destroy the Horcruxes, Hermione. I'm also here, said Ron. Just to remind the readers, he is here.
I am here. Yeah.
And we're coming to the end of the chapter.
Everyone's leaving Luke out. I don't like that. We have to stop them on the 10th of June. That is when this all ends, said Michael. And hang on, we have to stop them, as in we have to stop the teachers taking the porn down, because we've got to do it first. It's all about who can control the porn.
It's we have to stop Mr. Charger and Boris Mailman.
Right.
But, you know, it could go either way. And that's the end of the chapter, which is crazy.
That was a wild ride.
Well, like, I guess that chapter, we didn't necessarily advance the plot. We know that this thing is happening on the 10th of June, but... did we get an insight into Mr. Charger?
Yeah, which is great. It was very much like a character-heavy...
character study, yeah.
We learned a lot about them.
And what I will say, guys, is like a lot of you email in, and what I would ask for this week is if you do email in, please include your favourite sexy website. We're not going to use them. We just want to be able to get them so you guys can't use them, obviously.
Yeah, we want to take them down.
Yeah, email them to
we get up.
All right. Well, I'll take the laptop off you. You can end the suffering. What did you think?
To be honest, how old are you? 13?
13.
Hilarious for a 13-year-old, right? Like really creative.
Intentionally hilarious?
Was it earnest?
What do you mean, was it earnest?
Like, you were trying to be funny, right?
Yeah, I was definitely trying to be funny. Like, the whole conceit of the book was that it was a parody.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. Hilarious.
Like, it doesn't really explain, like, it didn't have to be an email. That didn't have to be an email. It could have just been a letter that they intercept an owl or something, but that's just the creativeness of a boy.
Well, that's just that second layer of absurdity in imagine emails.
In Harry Potter.
But now wizards.
That's crazy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That was really fun. Where can people see you doing open mics and follow you?
So you can find me on all social media at Ilfection. That's Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. I do sketches every second week on YouTube. And
it's Ilfection as in like I-double-L-fection. Like infection, but Ilfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing stand-up shows around Melbourne, so I post all my shows on my Instagram, so you can keep up there.
I haven't seen any.
I put them on my story, then they're also in my bio, and I've got a highlights reel too.
I thought you meant you post video clips from the stand-up.
I will.
You haven't yet.
But I will start soon.
And that is a promise. Not from me, from Jackie.
Yes. Yeah. It is a promise that I'm setting with no date attached to it.
Yes. And yes, we will print a transcript of this episode and leave it on the floor somewhere in Melbourne. but for now, Goodbye, Homorus. Jackie, any final words? No?
Goodbye, Homorus.
69. Cool.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.